Welcome to today's Soul Reset. Take three deep breaths with me. Inhale, exhale. Inhale, exhale. Inhale, exhale. 1 John 4:18 in the NIV says, "There is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear, because fear has to do with punishment. The one who fears is not made perfect in love." In the NLT, it says, "Such love has no fear, because perfect love expels all fear." If we are afraid, it is the fear of punishment, and this shows that we have not fully experienced His, Jesus's, perfect love. Today, beloved one, I want you to know that God's love wants to absorb all that may be making you fearful today. That situation, that potential, that possibility, that reality, all the things, His love covers it. And He wants your trust to be so great in Him that fear has no place. This verse says, "There is no fear." In the Greek, the word is phobos and means fear, dread, terror. It's from a primary, phobomai, to be put in fear, alarm, or fright, be afraid, plus exceedingly fear, terror. How can this be the case, you may be wondering? Well, this fear is speaking to the fear of God's judgment, rejection, and punishment for the places we miss the mark according to God's holy standard. It continues, "But perfect love drives out fear." You see, experiencing God's perfect love removes this fear. A person who feels safe and secure in God has no real reason to fear punishment from Him. But this is where it gets a bit messy. Based on the wounds of our soul, our life experiences, and the trauma we've gone through, we can find ourselves questioning God's intention. If God doesn't feel safe and secure, then fear will be a real reality, because fear can expose where we struggle to put our faith and trust in who God says He is. That's why the verse finishes by saying, "The one who fears is not made perfect in love." Ugh. So in a session a few weeks ago, a woman shared that this verse had offended her when someone shared it with her, not because of God, but because she believed that it was based on her love, and her lack of being able to love fully was the reason she wasn't able to cast out fear. But it's actually not about how much love you can give or you possess, but it's all based on God's love, His character, and the promises He gives His children. Promises like He will never leave you or forsake you. He will never abandon you. That He can work all things together for good to them who love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. That we may be hard-pressed on every side but not crushed, perplexed but not in despair, persecuted but not abandoned, struck down but not destroyed. But if your heart is struggling to believe the vastness of God's love, fear will have an access point. So right now, we're going to ask Jesus to minister to the place where love is still needing to be perfected in our hearts that shows we have not fully experienced God's limitless, unconditional love. So let's take a deep breath and then share where there is fear. Then exhale and release that fear. Now inhale again and breathe in God's love, even if it's hard. And even if He feels unsafe in that specific place, believe by faith that His love can fill that place in your soul where fear may reside, and go through this practice as many times as you need it. This is what it would look like. I breathe in and say, "Lord, I'm carrying fear regarding my future." I breathe out as I release that fear to Him. I breathe in Your love, Lord, and ask that you would fill all the places in my soul where there is doubt, unbelief, and fear. And as I exhale, I say, I am safe in you. My future is secure in you. And I rest in you today as I believe this truth. God's love wants to cover you. His love wants to overcome what brings torment, guilt, shame, and heartache. His love wants to minister to those places. Will you let it today?